If you're interested in a career in media sales, El Dorado Broadcasters has an opportunity for you. A media sales representative designs multimedia market solutions for their clients, including radio advertising, digital solutions, event sponsorships, and more. If you have experience in outside sales and calling on many different accounts, then you already have a great start into the business. Every business has to advertise. If you have media sales experience, that's even better. This is not a commission-only sales position. We'll give you a salary, train you, and you'll make commissions on your very first sale. If you like what you hear, call 928-344-4980. That's 928-344-4980. Successful media sellers make an excellent living, and with hard work, it won't take long for you to get there. Ready to join the world of media sales? Send your resume to hiremenow at edbroadcasters.com. That's hiremenow at edbroadcasters.com. El Dorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
This is what most people's heart rate sounds like when they're getting their taxes done. And this is what it sounds like when you file at H&R Block. Because they've got upfront transparent pricing, so you'll know the price before you begin. And that is my stomach demanding tacos. Upfront transparent pricing. Just another way it's better with Block.
This is Janet Rosenow from your locally owned H&R Block offices in the Yuma area, where you always know the price before you begin. Come in today.
Hit your Lucky Sevens jackpot this January at Cocopah Casino. You could win up to $1,000 cash Fridays and Saturdays from 4 to 8 p.m. through the 31st of January at Cocopah. Drawings are 4, 6, and 8 p.m. And two winners each hour will pick three prizes from the prize bag and take home their combined amount. You can earn entries daily by playing your favorite slots or table games with your rewards card. For complete rules, see the Cocopah Casino Rewards Club. Get lucky in January with Lucky Sevens jackpot. Winning is just around the corner at Cocopah Casino and Resort, South Highway 95 in Somerton.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
73 and cloudy today, 53 overnight tonight, north wind at 10. There's a 20% chance of rain on Tuesday, partly cloudy and 72, 48 Tuesday night. Slight chance of rain Wednesday, otherwise mostly clear, and 73.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hansen.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Sean Garner with the Decent Garner Law Firm. I'm in studio here with Russ Clark and Cody Beeson.
Hey, good morning.
So today we have a great show. We're going to be talking about money. And
I like money.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
Because this is a show about estate planning, life, death, the law, how that works, and transferring the wealth that you've acquired over your lifetime to those who you love, generally your children or your heirs that are endeared to you, whether it be a charity or someone that you want to see benefit from your hard work and legacy. And before we get there, we've got to step back a bit and understand what it takes to become financially sound in the first place.
I like the feeling of that.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of people, they procrastinate the planning portion of their estate, and the number one reason for that is they don't feel like they have an estate. And you know what? I was considering that, and it may be true. Maybe they don't have an estate, but they should. Okay, so let me qualify both those statements. Should everybody be rich? No. I mean, you dedicate your life to what satisfies and fulfills you,
right?
What gives you purpose. Now, the accumulation of money, if that follows that pursuit, then great. But you do have a legacy no matter what. And you want somebody to be in charge of perpetuating that legacy and keeping your memory alive. And that is an estate plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other aspect of it is a lot of people do acquire things that do need to be taken care of and passed on. And if they don't have an estate plan set out, then it's going to quickly just be dispersed. And it's going to be like dust in the wind. Their legacy and everything they worked for their entire life is going to be gone. So let's focus a little bit on money and money problem, and what are some fallout and negative effects that occurs because of money problems. So let's hit one right off the bat, one big issue, divorce.
Uh-oh.
So divorce is, I don't know if you want to call it an epidemic in the United States.
I would.
In the world.
Yeah.
And the number one cause of divorce, what would you think? If you're just throwing some out there.
Financial.
It is financial. So, you know, and some other options out there might be infidelity or incompatibility or just falling out of love, I suppose. And I'm not going to argue the merits of either of those issues, but what I am going to address is that, hands down, if you look at the research, financial problems are the number one cause of divorce.
Yeah.
So what's causing this financial problem? Is it that we live in a depressed market where it's too difficult to acquire the needs to sustain life?
No.
So there's money around us, and sometimes I feel like I'm in one of those phone booths. I think I've mentioned this before. In Las Vegas, where you can go into the phone booth, and there's dollars, and there's $100 bills, $20 bills, and $1 bills, and they're in this cyclone effect. They're swirling all around you, and you get like 1 minute in the phone booth to grab as much as you can, and then that's what you get. And since they're going around you so quickly, you get very little. And I feel like sometimes that's the society that we live in. There's a lot of money circulating around. It seems like everybody else has something. But I can't get my hands on it, right?
I like that.
And it's, I felt more like that in the times that I don't focus, and I'm bouncing from one idea to the next. I want this one. I want that one. No, I want this one. I want that one. Instead of really focusing on one thing and then persevering, setting out a plan, and keeping to it. So I want to talk a little bit about budgeting and setting out a financial plan.
I think it's perfect. I mean, it's great information.
So I'm actually taking a finance class right now and a budgeting class.
Really?
Yeah, it's a part of a church program that's put on by the church that I do. It is faith-based, but it's not specific to one religion or another. It's just very much faith-based, that in order to have peace and obtain what everybody's looking for, which is a sense of joy and tranquility, you need to have your affairs in order. And so whether you make a lot of money a year, you know, $500,000 a year or $30,000 a year, you can be financially sound.
Sure.
And I guess the definition of financially sound is pay the bills that you incur.
Yeah. And have money put aside.
Yeah, and having money put aside for those rainy days, absolutely. Right. So as an attorney, a lot of people expect me to talk about all of the neat little areas of the law where you can get out of debt by filing bankruptcy or by, you know, using these other legal leverages that are available. And I have practiced bankruptcy law. I have helped debtors get out of bankruptcy or file bankruptcy and get out of debt. And I've also helped banks exercise their rights in making sure that debts that aren't validly going to be dismissed are followed through with and paid off. So I've been on both sides of it. And what I've come to the conclusion of is bankruptcy, although it is an option that has merit and helps our society continue to progress, because when somebody gets upside down and just is so far underwater that they're no longer motivated to even try, then that hurts everybody. That hurts the community in general. We need people to be willing to risk, and it's gotta hurt when that risk comes up badly and goes sour. But it shouldn't destroy them, because that's where real innovation comes, is from taking good ideas, committing time, money, and energy to that idea, and trying to make it work. And if somebody is so buried with debt that they never want to try an idea out again, or other people see what happened to them, then it causes a chilling effect, and that's not good. We want people to get out there and really exercise their ingenuitive capacity. So bankruptcy is a last resort, is what I look at it. And the people that go through bankruptcy, it's there's a numbers part of it that the lawyer in me sees and sees, you know, when it'll work and when it won't. But there's an emotional impact on it that is very difficult to measure, and I think by far the more costly aspect of bankruptcy. So although it is a valid option when necessary, it's not something that you should plan for and look at as an option.
But you're talking about emotionally for someone that files bankruptcy that gets feeling negative or guilt about.
Right.
Yeah.
The embarrassment of facing the friends that they've acquired over their business relationship,
sure.
and not being able to pay them off.
Particularly bad in a small town.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so, and then there's a moral aspect about it,
sure.
Right? You went into business intending to pay this person back. They also committed to your dream.
Absolutely.
And your aspiration.
Right.
And now they're not getting paid for the services or the goods that they supplied to help you out. So there's that aspect as well. So anyway, bankruptcy is not a good financial planning tool. But then again, I'm not going to say that everybody that files bankruptcy is evil. I understand the points on both sides, and I advocate for the points on both, or the people on both sides. But let's talk about getting out of debt and staying out of debt. So as part of my financial plan, there is a structure, and there's principles that set up that structure. And so I kind of want to illustrate what that structure looks like. It's a house. And it's got a foundation, and it's got walls and a roof and different levels, different steps for the different areas of the financial planning. And the very first portion of the foundation, what would you think? The very first principal concept of being financially sound.
Well, see, I'm already cheating because you've already handed me the paperwork, but it makes sense.
Okay, well, so sure. Look at that and say if that comports with your idea, or, you know, tell me what you think.
It's actually necessary. But it says faith in Jesus Christ, unity with spouse, commitment to self-reliance. All that's necessary to have the discipline to do the rest of it.
Yeah. Okay. So it says, and I premise this right off the bat with, this is a religious-based financial planning class that I'm taking. And it says faith in Jesus Christ. Now, for me, that's absolutely essential. But I think faith that you can do this, and faith, most people believe in a superior being,
yes.
That there's this greater scheme out there. Faith that if you commit to something, then you will be helped out by some force beyond your own. And for me, that is absolutely necessary for any endeavor that you set forth, whether it be achieving great success in sports, or a marriage, or a business endeavor. You've got to have faith that it's going to work.
Absolutely. And I think that's what carries us to success.
Right.
You need to take a break before we get on to, once we get the foundation, I know you got more to go to.
Absolutely. So this is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law, and we'll be back in a moment.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Attention, attention. Arizona's Hyundai of Yuma is currently having a huge sale, and we want you to keep your tax return. With rebates of up to $3,500 this month, you can use that towards your down payment. So no need to put any of your own money down. Keep your tax return. For the month of January, you can drive home a brand new 2020 Hyundai Accent for only $14,995. All this, plus America's best warranty. You know, 10-year, 100,000 mile. So come out today before they're all gone. This sales event absolutely ends January 31st, 2020. Hyundai of Yuma is located on 32nd Street and is open 24/7 online at hyundaiofyuma.com, or call them 928-344-1100. Again, 928-344-1100. Hyundai of Yuma. I'm Russ Clark, and I approve of this message. Stock number H5824, VIN number 092970. Prices plus tax, title, and dock fee. Offer ends January 31st. In-stock units only, subject to inventory on hand.
Tune in each morning at 6 a.m. for America's Morning News, brought to you by Yuma International Airport. Fly Yuma and experience the convenience, comfort, short TSA lines, and multiple daily direct flights to Phoenix and Dallas-Fort Worth. Fly Yuma, and when you're home, you're home.
The United States Army Yuma Proving Ground is at it again. Ready to rock, Yuma? How about Grand Funk Railroad coming to town to help you party it down? That's right, Grand Funk Railroad will be the main act at YPG's 2020 celebration. Save the date, Saturday, February 15th, 2020, Grand Funk Railroad.
Exhibits, rides, food, live music, specialty acts, and more. YPG 2020 celebration, February 15th with Grand Funk Railroad.
Listen to Sean Hannity weekdays from noon to 3 right here on 560 AM KBLU. Sean Hannity's brought to you by Liberty Motorsports on Arizona Avenue for all the best motorsports products in the industry, plus your service needs since 1981.
Hey, it's your friend Sean Hannity, and as you know, I am not afraid to be honest and say exactly what I feel. When it comes to selling your home, I would call Ed and Brooke Sexton of Keller Williams Realty Yuma at 723-4370, online at mysextongroup.com.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back, Yuma. This is Life, Death, and the Law. I'm Sean Garner in studio with Russ Clark and Cody Beeson. We are talking about financial stability and getting your finances in order. We're going over the principles that build up that structure of financial security, and the very basic one, the foundation of the house, if you will, is faith. Faith that you can do this, and a commitment that getting out of debt, staying out of debt, is possible, whether you make $30,000 a year or whether you make $300,000 a year.
And it doesn't even matter.
It really doesn't.
You build a budget on whatever you have.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the more money you make, the more ways you find to spend it. And as an estate planner, I have the unique opportunity to review hundreds and thousands, not hundreds of thousands, but thousands of individuals and their financial situation in all different walks of life and all different occupations. So that book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad,
yeah,
right, it's a bestseller out there. It's a wonderful book.
Mm-hmm.
I can testify that it is valid in the points that it expresses. And the points are that keeping to a budget and only spending the money that you have,
yep,
is more important than making a lot of money. Because the whole premise behind that book is that there's a wealthy person that we, you know, typically define as making a lot of money, yeah, and having a lot of things, nice house, nice car, and stuff like that. And a person of more modest means that makes a very moderate salary, but ends up saving quite a bit of money just because of sound financial decisions. And I'm not talking about investing in the market and being able to get a big return on his money, just not spending more than he makes. And
right,
and that is the crutch of it. And it sounds so simple, but it really is difficult. And so this foundation is faith to make sure that you can, or to believe that you can do this, and communication. Communication is absolutely critical, because most times your financial stability isn't just you. It has to do with you and your relationship with somebody else, right?
And I'm glad you put that in there, and that unity with spouse on the foundation is so important, because you got to be on the same page.
Right.
It won't work if one's going one way and one's going the other.
You have to communicate. You have to communicate the idea that you're going to do this and both be equally committed to it, and then assigning responsibility or blame for, you know, who got us into debt. That I think is one of the big issues that results in divorce.
But it's everybody's fault.
It is.
Because we watched it.
Yeah.
Whatever. You have a phone call, by the way.
Okay, you're on the air. This is Life, Death, and the Law.
Hey, well, good morning, you guys.
Morning.
say this might be a little off track, but since we're talking about money, I keep hearing about the pot stock, you know, the marijuana stock that you can invest in and become millionaires overnight. What is there any validity to that? Is there any basis in that those comments about marijuana?
Well, I'm glad that you called in and brought this up because I'm not going to comment on the how well pot stock is going to do or Bitcoin or anything else that's out there. But I think that the question brings up a different point that I do want to address. And the point is getting rich off of a singular idea or concept that doesn't require a lot of perspiration and perseverance is not a good plan. It's not a sound financial plan. What we're talking about here today and what the concept that I want to communicate is, in order to become financially sound, you shouldn't be gambling. And so investing in any sole one stock, that is a gamble. And so that's my advice as far as that goes. I have no speculation as to how well it's going to do or the morality of investing in that particular type of product. But just trying to get wealthy without putting in the time and effort of earning the money and the means that you need to sustain life is not a good concept to run off of.
And we've seen that.
I understand that completely. And every day is a gamble. It starts out as a gamble, you know, gambling that you're going to get out of bed without falling out of bed, you know, and stumping your toe and crashing head on into a coffee pot or whatever, you know. So every day is a gamble, but finances are a whole different ball of wax too. So I understand your point. And so you guys have a good day, okay?
Great. Thanks for the call. So, yeah, Cody, you were about to talk about, you know, we've seen this in the past.
Well, anybody who, like you just explained, you know, it takes hard work to get there. And you've seen the people that have, the lottery winners, for example, the people that instantly come into money, they're instantly out of it.
Uh-huh.
You know, and Sean, you actually give a I don't know if you're going in this direction today, but you actually give a factor, a figure, of how many people receive an inheritance and how long that actually lasts them.
Yeah.
You know?
We talk about that during our seminars, and we bring it up at the very beginning because the point of our type of estate planning is to help continue your legacy, whether that be a financial or whether it be based on what you aspire to accomplish in your life in other ways. And we talk about how most people, most Americans, don't have a plan, and the average time for someone that inherits money to spend that inheritance, so let's just take a typical family, if a child receives inheritance from mom and dad, and let's put it in perspective, their inheritance is what mom and dad worked for over a lifetime. They spend that inheritance within 1 year, and they're worse off financially after the fact than they were before they received the inheritance. And that is the commonly overlooked little statistic, that they're worse off after the fact. And I think what it comes down to is when you come into a sum of money, you lose the foundational principles that lead to financial security, and that is perseverance, hard work, budgeting, and relying on a constant source that is provided by you. So let's go back to these foundational principles that build this house. We talked about faith, commitment, communication. So that is the foundation. Faith, commitment, communication. Now, the walls are built up of two essential pillars. The first one is budget. You've got a budget. If you don't look at how much you are spending, then you're sunk before you even start.
Yep.
You've got to know how much you're spending, and you've got to prioritize where your spending goes. And so the impulsive habits, the emotional buying, gets curtailed because most buying is emotional.
Really?
Yeah.
Most.
Well, as far as the dollar amount, I don't know if I'd go with the dollar amount, but
okay.
The amount of transactions, okay. Right? Your mortgage, paying your mortgage is not emotional, but and that may make up a larger portion of your budget. But if you're going through your day, how many transactions take place, and how many are based off your emotion? Now, and as far as emotions, I'm talking about appetite as well. Right? Like, I'm hungry. Okay. Well, I haven't planned for this, and I'm passing by a fast food joint, and now I'm going through the line, and I'm getting, you know, I can justify that dollar burger order, that even that $3 meal. But then I go into the line, and I'm like, you know what? I am really thirsty, too. And so let's get a soda. You know what? Let's upgrade it to a smoothie because I want to stay healthy, right? So I'm going to steer away from the soda, and you continue to justify it, and it's a snowball effect. And now you've got the smoothie, and you've got the sandwich, and by the time you pull out of there, you've spent $5 to $10 that was totally unplanned.
And outside your budget, probably.
And outside your budget. And so that's the emotional type of spending that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
If you go to the store and you don't have a list or a very specific item that you want to buy and a budget as to what you're going to spend on it, then you will typically buy more items than you anticipated, and if you're buying those without planning for it, did you really need them?
Probably not.
If you didn't need them before you went to the store, what made you need them by the time you got to the store?
Yep.
So, and not knowing how much it's going to cost and planning for it in advance, you're more likely to end up with more expensive or things that are outside the range that you can actually afford. So, a budget is absolutely critical. Knowing what you can afford and then sticking to it. And the other pillar of this house is work. So I've had a lot of people. I'm a youth leader in my church. And I take the youth out on activities. We do fundraisers to pay for these activities. And I've had a lot of youth that are getting ready to, you know, they're graduating high school. They're getting ready to go into the world. And they're contemplating, you know, whether they're going to do an education or whether they're going to seek some other route, go straight into the work field. And they ask me, they say, you know what? What is it that contributed to your success? And what they're looking for is that magic bean, right? And they feel like we've established a relationship of trust, and I can disclose to them, and my secret's okay, safe with them, that I'm going to disclose this magic bean that I happened upon, and they're going to be able to plant it and then acquire success. And I said, it's work. It is hard work. Learning to love work is the key. And
yeah. Enjoy what you do.
That I just crushed all their dreams.
Really?
Yeah.
They weren't trying to hear that.
They get really depressed when they hear that. And maybe some adults do too, but learning to work is good. Learning to be able to persevere all the way through the day is good, but loving to work is much better. Because if you love to work, then not only will you become more efficient at your job, do a better high-quality job, but you'll enjoy it. The people around you will enjoy you, and you'll actually be more successful in what you do.
You know, I loved my first job, Sean. I used to just love going there and have a good time and always enjoyed it. And my boss always tried to make me miserable. And it never worked because whatever task he
gave me. What was it?
I was a frozen food warehouse. I was on the dock. I was at Teamsters unloading trucks and driving forklifts and all that. I just loved it. And one day he just got mad at me and he said, if you were supposed to enjoy it, they wouldn't call it work. You need to take a break.
This is 560 AM KBLU. Life, Death, and the Law. We'll be back with more principles of financial soundness.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes. Try new styles in the comfort of your own home, and there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Contest rules for all giveaways and contests on 560 KBLU can be viewed and downloaded at our website, KBLUAM.com. The memories and the music of Roy Orbison are back. The Lonely, celebrating the music of Roy Orbison, including hits of the Traveling Wilburys and Everly Brothers, is coming to the Yuma Civic Center February 27th. All of your favorites, Oh Pretty Woman, Dream Baby, You Got It, Crying, and so many more of the legendary music that takes you back. Tickets are on sale now for this concert event February 27th at the Yuma Civic Center. The Lonely delivers a sensitive and dynamic tribute to the one and only Roy Orbison, plus the hits of the Traveling Wilburys and the Everly Brothers. The Lonely approaches music with a humble spirit and sincere desire to recreate the sounds and feel of the original recordings. It's only $50 for VIP seating and $35 for general admission. This show is a must-see and will sell out quickly, so get your tickets now for The Lonely. Tickets are available at the Yuma Civic Center, Parks and Rec Counter at City Hall, and the historic Yuma Theater. Or go online and get your tickets now at yumashowtickets.com. Produced by Rocket Boy Entertainment of America.
Pretty woman, look my way.
Vehicle accidents are stressful enough. You don't need someone showing up at the scene trying to pressure you into letting them tow away your vehicle, often falsely claiming they were dispatched by the police or an insurance company. Be wary of any unsolicited tow truck that arrives on the scene of an accident. In fact, in some places, it's illegal. Motorists should not feel pressured to agree to a tow. Call your roadside assistance provider or insurance company for towing company suggestions. Always get the price and terms in writing along with the location of the tow yard before letting a tow truck driver hook up your vehicle and take it away. If you suspect fraud, call us at 1-800-TEL-NICB. That's 1-800-TEL-NICB. Or visit our website, nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Spray Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and the home of Yuma's coolest indoor shooting range right next door. So you can shop and shoot in air-conditioned comfort. You can try before you buy, sight in your favorite firearm, or hone your skills. And the best part is, the Sprague's pros are right there to answer any questions or help you in any way. And of course, take your best shot with Federal Premium Ammunition. Since 1921, Federal Premium Ammunition has been a part of America's hunting and shooting landscape. Make every shot count with Federal Premium Ammunition. And don't forget, the used gun sale continues all week long. We're talking used rifles, shotguns, pistols, and much more. Selection changes all the time, so you never know what you're going to find. It's all good fun, the used gun sale. So a quick recap. The range is open. Don't forget the Federal Premium Ammunition, and the used gun sale continues through the week. And of course, there's only one place this could all be happening, at Sprague Sports, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back. This is Life, Death, and the Law. I'm Sean Garner, and I believe we have a caller online.
You do. You're on the air.
All right. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I've got a life and lawyer question.
Okay.
That's my life. I had 40 acres in Arizona. The people who were buying it from me gave me a down payment and four payments. Then they filed a Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Now my property is all tied up. Can I get it untied?
Wow. Well, that is a complicated question. Chapter 11 or any type of bankruptcy, once it's filed, has along with it an automatic stay, and so that stay prevents any creditors from taking any further action to collect the debt. So there is a time limit, and there are exceptions for the automatic stay, but you're going to have to go through the court to get permission to pursue your property and demonstrate that having your property entwined with the Chapter 11, which is not a liquidation type bankruptcy, it's a restructuring bankruptcy. What they're saying is all the creditors are going to be better off by allowing me to postpone the agreed-upon payment and work out a new agreement. So all contracts are off, and the court gets to oversee the new agreement. And by doing so, each creditor will be better off than they would have been if I file Chapter 7 bankruptcy, or I allow them to pursue their debts independently and just tear my whole structure apart. So your job at this point is to go into the court and show the court why your property is not essential for this reorganization and why the creditors in general, particularly you, will not be better off allowing it to stay part of the restructuring plan. That's a bit off topic, but well, you need a good attorney. Unfortunately,
are you the guy?
No, I'm not the guy. I would recommend looking. You can go to the State Bar website and you can look there and find somebody that has good positive reviews and find somebody that has a reputation for assisting in bankruptcy cases.
And I'm looking where?
The State Bar website, if you go and...
State Bar, okay.
Yes.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the call.
I'm no better off than I was before, but thanks for the info.
Okay.
Sad. Tough to be tied up in court like that, but that's reality.
Yeah. You know, there's some really upstanding attorneys that work with. They have offices in the same building that I'm at. And that's the... It was previously a Foothills Bank building that's off of 32nd Street in 6E. And the name of the firm is Snyder & Onfrey.
Mm-hmm.
And they practice in different areas of law. So when I get questions like this, or some of my clients who are estate planning clients who need help with other general areas of law, whether it be divorce or bankruptcy or whatnot, I refer them to Snyder & Onfrey because these guys, they're the type of people that, I'll just tell you, I met them in a litigation case where... I was being called as a witness for somebody that they were suing.
Hmm.
And I wasn't their witness. I was the defendant's witness. And I found that they handled the case with a lot of integrity, even though we were on opposite sides. And eventually when the case was over and we had the opportunity to become...
Acquaintances?
Yeah, well, tenants of the same building.
Okay.
I looked for them. Anyway, so Snyder & Onfrey, sir, if you want to look them up, then that might be a good option for you. So let's get back to these foundations, work and budget. So we got the very bottom foundation is faith, commitment, and communication, and then we got work and budget as the two pillars of the walls. And getting back to work, loving to work is really, it's a characteristic that if you find somebody that loves to work in any area, that's the type of person that you want to be with, whether it's a business partner, whether it's an employee, or your supervisor. Because if they love to work, it just brings so much more out of life. Because if you think about it, you're at work 80% or more of your waking hours, right?
Right.
And if you don't like work, if you just think that it's a necessary evil, then that is a very depressing perspective to have. So loving to work and knowing that work actually helps you accomplish an essential ingredient of this life and enjoying this life is absolutely critical. So let me tell you about, you know, Russ, off air, you were telling me about your first job and that you loved it.
I did.
And you were packing and unpacking frozen goods.
Right.
And so, and the foreman of your job thought that wasn't natural for somebody to enjoy work.
Correct.
And, you know, we talked about how you handled that with the foreman and maybe that was appropriate or not.
I was young.
Yeah. So... The foreman got put in his place.
Yeah.
Well, I had a similar situation. Well, I didn't have an altercation with my foreman, but I was working at Safeway. Safeway was my first job. So I was in Sandpoint, Idaho, and Safeway was like the hub of the community. It was by far one of the biggest community shopping centers. So we didn't really have a mall. So I was working at Safeway, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed making the competition out of all the tasks that we were assigned. And one of the main tasks that we were assigned was to get carts. Get carts from the parking lot and make sure that they were constantly, you know, stocked and that the parking lot was clean and free of carts and trash. So me and a friend of mine, his name is Brian Dougal, and we had this competition of who could get the most carts in at a single time. And so you get into that spot where if you get too many carts, you can't control them. So you've got to, like, steer that back end well in advance of getting through the doorway, because the front cart isn't going to react right off the bat when you're steering. And so I had, I think, 10 to 13 carts in this row, and him and I were racing to get in the door first. And as I was going, and it was about 11 o'clock at night, we were about ready to close, there was this shiny, nice Mustang that was driving through. And it was a restored, probably 1965 Mustang. Beautiful, immaculate. And I see it coming, and I'm heading down the aisle, and it's going through the, you know, going right in front of my path. And, you know, my life flashes before my eyes. I don't know what to do. I stop, and I grab as many of the carts as I can, but that last cart, that front cart, just zipped off the end and scooted right in front of the Mustang, and the Mustang ran into it, and the cart flipped up and went over the top after bouncing on the car. Yeah. And my friend looks at me and ran.
And good
so
for him.
I'm just standing there paralyzed with fear, not knowing what I'm going to do. And this guy gets out of his car, and he was like, "What the heck?"
Yeah.
And before he could get the next sentence out of his mouth, I said, "What did you do to my cart?" And I ran to the cart to go to see if it was
good for
damaged.
You. Diversion works.
And I looked at him and I said, "What are you doing? These carts are expensive." And he apologized.
No way. Really?
The car. Yeah.
Really?
And then that's when I knew that.
That's amazing.
Litigation and being a lawyer was.
You knew lawyer was good.
That's good. It's a fundamental one.
No, yeah, exactly. But you know what? I really enjoyed that job. And were there long hours? Yeah. There were the time that for lunch I couldn't afford much. And so I bought a loaf of French bread and ate the whole thing at lunch and suffered the consequences.
Oh, that's not good. Wow.
So, I've had a lot of good experiences from that, but I love to work now. I really do enjoy it. And I think most of my colleagues at work, they know that, and some of them have signed on to that, and they enjoy their job too. Cody, you work with me.
Yeah.
Do you see that in our office? Just like, honestly, you're off the hook here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any one of us that don't mind coming in early or leaving late, you know, and obviously what we do and who we do it for, not you guys, well, obviously you, but I mean the clients. The clients are what make it.
And what we do is we want to help people get a worthwhile objective accomplished, and we enjoy doing it. We enjoy sitting together and brainstorming how we can do it better, how we can make it more efficient, how we can serve those who are difficult and make it a very pleasant process for something that is an unpleasant topic, death and dying and taxes and all that.
Yeah, you guys have made it fun.
So, yeah, okay. There's a little sarcasm in there.
If I can, though, what I think as somebody that works there, you're actually helping somebody in a really critical time in their life. You know, I mean, I think there's a sense of accomplishment, at least for me anyways. I don't know. I'm sure you can say something similar, but you are really helping somebody find a solution to something that could have been an obstacle later on.
Yes. You know, everybody's got a to-do list, whether it's written down or whether it's just in your mind, and they prioritize that to-do list on an everyday basis. And I don't know if Facebook always makes the to-do list, but it always gets put at the top of the priority. But what is on the to-do list for most people is getting your assets and your financial situation in order. And it usually gets put at the bottom of the list because it's
drudgery.
It's drudgery, and a lot of people don't know where to start. And it's the fear of the unknown that is actually worse than the task itself.
If we look at it, it may be worse than I think, so we don't want to look. That's what it is. You need to take a break. You can tell how to get through those barriers when we get back.
Okay, we'll go through the barriers of getting an estate plan accomplished, and this is Life, Death, and the Law, 560 AM.
My phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Good food, great steaks, unparalleled service. They go hand in hand at Daybreakers Cafe. Their daily menu offers a wide variety of food choices. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you're sure to enjoy a delicious, hearty meal at Daybreakers Cafe. Try their weekly specials like all-you-can-eat spaghetti Mondays or their famous fish fry on Fridays. Prime rib is served Friday through Sunday, and breakfast is served all day, every day. They're easy to get to just off the I-8 at Frontage Road. Daybreakers Cafe, a Foothills favorite for 14 years.
Attention, attention. Arizona's Hyundai of Yuma is currently having a huge sale, and we want you to keep your tax return. With rebates of up to $3,500 this month, you can use that towards your down payment. So no need to put any of your own money down. Keep your tax return. For the month of January, you can drive home a brand new 2020 Hyundai Accent for only $14,995. All this, plus America's best warranty. You know, 10-year, 100,000 mile. So come out today before they're all gone. This sales event absolutely ends January 31st, 2020. Hyundai of Yuma is located on 32nd Street and is open 24/7 online at hyundaiofyuma.com or call them 928-344-1100. Again, 928-344-1100. Hyundai of Yuma. I'm Russ Clark, and I approve of this message. Stock number H5824, VIN number 092970. Prices plus tax, title, and dock fee. Offer ends January 31st. In stock units only, subject to inventory on hand.
Be sure to listen Sunday afternoon from noon to 2 for the radio show that talks about all things real estate with award-winning broadcaster Stephen Gasque. It's everything you need to know about your home, from buying and selling. Brought to you by PhD. When your home needs a professional home doctor, call PhD 344-9111.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back. This is Life, Death, and the Law. I'm Sean Garner with the Decent Garner Law Firm. Before we get into the different elements and stages of financial security, I want to bring up the fact that we are having a seminar this Thursday as well as this Saturday about estate planning and how to avoid probate, protect your assets, and understand the first step of getting your affairs in order. I'll tell you that many people look at the word seminar as a five-letter word because they've been to those that they've been backed into a corner and really pressured on buying something that they didn't need or want. And these types of seminars are purely educational. We don't even have the ability, if you wanted to sign up right then and there to become a client, we don't even have the contract there. That's not that type of thing. What we're trying to do is educate people about their options and show them why it's not scary to start planning. In fact, it's just really scary that you're not planning. And talk about the different options that are there and understanding those options. Number one, a lot of people breathe a sigh of relief for knowing that, wow, this is something I can understand. This isn't something that the attorneys have a monopoly on the information. This is something that's a concept I can actually follow through with, and they can know where to take the first step. And so it's Thursday, June 7th, at the Yuma Main Library at 10:30 a.m. And if you want to RSVP, just call my office. You can find the number online. If you Google it, you tell your smartphone to call the Decent Garner Law Firm. You'll call. And the number is 783-4575 if you just want to dial it into your phone. So 783-4575. We also have another seminar on Saturday. If you're unable to make the Thursday seminar or you live in the foothills and it's more convenient for you, Saturday is at the Foothills Library at 10:30 a.m. And both of those, they do have limited seating. So please call and RSVP. Let us know that you're coming. And we'll make sure we got a seat reserved for you. So let's go back into the different elements of financial security. So there's five steps to it. We've talked about the foundation and the walls. Now, the five steps within the house is first, faith-based offerings. Now, again, I premise this whole segment with, this is a faith-based financial planning course. And so it shouldn't come to a surprise to anybody that the very first step is faith-based offerings. Now, what that means to you might be something totally different than what it means to me. For me, paying an honest tithing, making sure that I contribute to God and I understand that He is in control. And by doing that, I need to understand that if I need to align my will with His. He knows what's best for me in my life. He wants me to succeed. He has all of the ability to help me succeed. If I can commit to actually aligning my will with His, then I will succeed. And by first donating back to Him, then I demonstrate that commitment. It's kind of like baptism in a sense. Baptism is you're showing an outward sign of your commitment. And this, by contributing back to your church, you're showing I'm committed to getting on track with what this greater power, what God can do for me. The next step is to protect your family from hardship. And so that means putting a little bit of savings away. Now, you may have credit card debt. You may be behind on your house payments or your car payments, but these are still the first step.
So pay that first and then figure the rest out.
Yes, you need to get some money into savings, because making sure that you have an emergency backup plan for your family is critical. And Cody, we've talked about this. We've talked about the backpack that you've got in your car and
right.
The emergency equipment that you have. Money in the bank is critical.
Right.
So you've got to have some money in the bank. Start off with a one-month emergency fund. Figure out your budget. Find out how much you spend, how much you need to spend in 1 month for your essentials, and put that amount of money away in a savings. And then start to eliminate debt. And by eliminating debt, to eliminate debt, what you need to do is identify what the debt is. So you need to sit down and you need to go over what the things are that you're paying out on a monthly basis. Your mortgage, your car payments, your credit card payments, and so on. And when you eliminate debt, what you do is you look, and there's two different primary attacks to this. You could do what we call the snowball effect or the rollover effect, and that is find the smallest debt first, right, and pay it off. Now, that smallest debt, it might be your credit card. It might be your car loan. And Dave Ramsey has preached this for years, and I had a hard time with that originally.
Really?
Yes, because the other option that is actually less popular and less advocated by Dave Ramsey is to pay off the highest interest loan first. Mm-hmm. And because I'm such a numbers guy that I look at those two debts and I say, there is no way I'm going to contribute one dime more than I have to that high end or to that low interest rate loan until I've got the highest interest rate loan paid off first.
Right.
Now, why would I pay, and why have I actually come around to the idea of paying off that lower debt first? Because becoming debt free is a habit. It's a way of life. It's kind of like exercising it and starting a routine. And when you pay off that small debt first, you get this sense of accomplishment. You get this rush. You get this little adrenaline.
Endorphin.
Exactly. And it's addictive.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, that felt great. It felt a lot better than that spontaneous purchase that I did, you know, last month. And so then you want to tackle the next debt, and it becomes a habit. It becomes a routine that you want to start doing over and over again. It's like that runner's high.
Yep.
And so I really think that that's important. Now, after you start paying off your debt and you get the debt eliminated, the next step, so this is the fourth step, is to save and invest for the future. So once you get your 1 month emergency fund down, then you should look to 3 months, then to 6 months. Having a 6 month emergency fund is a critical part of financial soundness, and that is going to help you sleep well at night.
That's when you made it, though. I mean, that's advanced. That's awesome.
It is. It
is. Good.
And it's doable.
Yes.
And it really feels good. A lot of clients that I have come in have accomplished that. And the last stage in them really obtaining peace and tranquility is knowing that when they pass on or when they get sick, their affairs are continuing to be maintained in order because they've figured it out. But maybe their kids haven't. And maybe it's unclear as to who is going to take control after they have to leave the reins. And so having their financial plan and their strategy put in place with their estate plan, that is the linchpin that hooks it all together. So save for the future, and that means first get an emergency fund. Work it up to 3 months, then to 6 months, and then start thinking about reinvesting. Reinvesting in the future. For example, your own education, your retirement. So a six-month emergency fund is different than your retirement.
Right.
And putting towards your retirement is absolutely important because you want to maintain that tranquility after you stop working and to maintain the style of life that you think is appropriate for you. And then the final step, the fifth step, is to give back. Give to others. Now, many of us have been blessed. Many of us have achieved success. And to hoard that or to try to hang on to that is a recipe for disaster. You need to really give back to the community that helped you succeed, to invest in the future of the young children, the poor, and to help others achieve that level of success that you've achieved. I think that is absolutely critical. That is it for today. This is Life, Death, and the Law. Again, we have seminars on Thursday and Saturday this month, and we'll talk to you next week.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the Deason Garner Law Firm at 928-783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and the home of Yuma's coolest indoor shooting range right next door. So you can shop and shoot in air-conditioned comfort. You can try before you buy, sight in your favorite firearm, or hone your skills. And the best part is, the Spriggs pros are right there to answer any questions or help you in any way. And of course, take your best shot with Federal Premium Ammunition. Since 1921, Federal Premium Ammunition has been a part of America's hunting and shooting landscape. Make every shot count with Federal Premium Ammunition. And don't forget, the used gun sale continues all week long. We're talking used rifles, shotguns, pistols, and much more. Selection changes all the time, so you never know what you're going to find. It's all good fun, the used gun sale. So a quick recap, the range is open. Don't forget the Federal Premium Ammunition, and the used gun sale continues through the week. And, of course, there's only one place this could all be happening, at Sprague Sports. Yuma's Hunting and Shooting Headquarters, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Addiction doesn't have to chip apart your family and destroy your life. Before you lose your job, your family, your life, call Crossroads Mission for a free addiction assessment. Crossroads Mission has multiple services to stabilize family members and help piece your lives back together. Beating addiction starts with a desire to change. You can become the person you are destined to be. For advice, help, or hope, call 928-328-8082.
Hello, I'm Paul Anka. Please join me when I perform Anka Sensima. His songs, my way.
February 28th, 8 p.m. Arizona time, Pipa Event Center at Quitchon Casino Resort. In one night, Paul pays tribute to the immortal chairman of the board. On the same night, Paul performs the songs that made him a global legend. Get tickets now at playqcr.com or at the casino box office.
It'll be a night that you don't want to miss.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy. And it should not be relied upon.
From the 1 hour air conditioning and heating studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.